We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 8th chapter, the 23rd Pasuk. The Navi had been describing the destruction of the northern 10 tribes. And the Navi says in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Ki lo mu'af la'asher mutzak la'ah. Because the one who is coming to be mutzak, to cause the affliction to the northern 10 tribes, lo mu'af, he won't tire. The nation that attacks the Assyrian Empire, well, they didn't succeed the first time. It took them 3 tries before they finally took over the northern 10 tribes. But they won't tire, says the Navi. Ki lo mu'af, they will not tire. Ka'et harishon, heikal arza zevulon ve'arza naftali. The second exile will be like the first exile. In the first exile, so the tribes of Zvulun and Naphtali, they were exiled, meaning initially they came in, they swooped in from the east and north, and they took down those 2 tribes. And now there's going to be an exile. V'acharon hichbid derech hayam eiver hayardein gilil hagoyim. So the initial exile was Zvon and Naphtali. The second exile will be all the tribes on the eastern side of the Jordan. And the final exile will be all the northern 10 tribes. And they will be exiled Derech Hayam, through the sea. They will first be exiled from Tiberia, through the land of Naphtali. And then Eiver Hayardein, they will be exiled across the Jordan. The first exile were those that were Derech Hayam. The first exile were the tribes that live near Tveria, the tribes of Naphtali and Zvulun. Then Eiver HaYarden, the tribes on the eastern side of the Jordan, that was the tribes of Reuven, Gad, and half the tribe of Menashe. And then Gilil HaGoyim, and then all of them were exiled in the kingdom of Hoshea ben Eilat, at the end of his kingdom, when they were all exiled and most of Israel was barren. So they were exiled throughout the lands. Gilil HaGoyim, the land of Israel was called Gilil, with the rolling of the goyim of the nations, that nations would roll into Israel all the time because it was a great area of commerce. It was the Tokyo, the Manhattan of those ages, where people would come to do business there. So the Navi over here is saying, don't listen to the soothsayers. You look at the northern 10 tribes. They went to all these sorcerers, and where to get them? They got all the sorcerers told them things will be good, don't worry, things won't go bad. And you see, the northern 10 tribes were exiled. So the Navi was warning the tribes of Judea and saying, don't go in their footsteps, look at how they were exiled. Yes?
I thought I had learned that the tribes on the other side of the Jordan were the ones who were exiled first. It's kind of like somewhat of a punishment for not wanting the cross the Jordan being.
There is a medrash like that, but the commentaries over here don't learn that way. That they were Berosh Golim, but I guess we have to say it. The Medrash means they were exiled before the majority of Israel, but they weren't the first. And it says the word Rishon in Hebrew doesn't always mean first. The word Rishon could also mean preceding. We have examples of that. Just like Acharon doesn't always mean last. That's why we say Acharon, Acharon. The latter of the latter. Acharon really means later, like Acher. Le'acher is to delay. So Acharon, even though in modern Hebrew Acharon means last, so in ancient Hebrew Acharon only means later. So, okay.
Does the company say why is that, who were the first ones?
Zvulun and Naphtali.
Why they deserve to take?
I don't remember. Elsewhere in the Navi it is addressed. Yeah. I don't remember why. העם ההולכים בחושך ראו אור גדול. The nation that was going in darkness, this nation, the area of Judea, where they felt enveloped by the darkness of the threat of Sanherib. Look, Sanherib took down the northern 10 tribes. Sanherib was successful in doing a Holocaust. Millions and millions of Jews were overtaken by Sanherib. And now you have this small little peninsula, the small area in the south, the area of Judea. They were sure that they lost it. How could they succeed if all the northern 10 tribes couldn't stand up to him? If the tribes on the eastern side of the Jordan, who were master warriors, they were always ready for war, if they couldn't stand up to him, how's Judea going to stand up to him? So the nation that was walking in darkness, ra'u or gadol, they saw a great light. Yoshevei be'eretz tzalmavet, these people who lived in the shadow of death, oh, naga aleihem, light has shone upon them. Hirbita hagoy lo higdalta simcha, this nation where the southern tribes of Judea had the fantastic miracle that they were saved from Sanherib, so then they became hirbita, they became famous and great in the eyes of the world. Lo higdalta simcha. The northern tribes didn't have happiness, but the southern tribes did. Hashem gave them great happiness when they had this salvation. Samechu lefanecha kesimchat bakatzir, and they rejoiced before you in the temple. They made parties thanking Hashem, just as people rejoice when they harvest and they thank Hashem for the bounty He's given them. Kasher yagilu bechalekam shalal, just as people rejoice when they give out loot, here too they had loot to give out, because Sanherib had come with all the loot he conquered from Africa and Egypt. He brought all the slaves and all the loot to the gates of Jerusalem. He amassed a tremendous army, and then God sent that fantastic plague that wiped out his forces, and then the people came out and had all this loot to divide. Ki et ol subalo ve'et mateh shichmo shevet hanoges bo, because the yoke that caused them such suffering, the staff that was lying upon them, that was beating them, that's the staff of Sanherib, that they were suffering under his taxes and his oppression. Hachitota ki yom midyan. Hashem, you took him down, you broke him, just as the day of Midian. What was the day of Midian? When we had a small army of Gidon that attacked in the middle of the night. They were outnumbered over 100-1, and they attacked in the middle of the night, and they were victorious. So that's Yom Midian, the great day of the victory against Midian. The same thing happened. Now there's another similarity. It was also the same time of year, where it was just after Pesach that Gidon took down Midian, and here this happened on the night of Pesach. It was the night of Pesach that Sanherib's armies were wiped out with the plague. Yes?
Yeah, Isaiah is speaking this at the same time that King Ahaz is reigning, correct? This is when he's given this prophecy.
Why do you think it's then and not Hezekiah?
The last narrative that we went from in chapter 7 was the Yemei Ahaz ben Yotam. Maybe I just missed like the switch where he switched to different time tables. From chapter 7, verse 1, throughout it indicates that he moved on from Ahaz ben Yotam.
Right, it seems like you're right. This was all still happening in the times of Ahaz. Yeah.
Ahaz was before or after?
Ahaz was Hezekiah's father.
His father. And so, how was he? Is he? He's talking to Ahaz what's going to happen in the days when his son reigns?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not saying something that happened.
No.
Okay.
But he is trying to encourage the people not to go in the footsteps of the northern tribes. The northern tribes seem to be all powerful. They have a peace treaty with Pekach ben Remaliahu. The Aramean Empire is siding with them, and they're allowing themselves to attack the Southern Empire. Along comes Yeshayahu and says, wait and see, but learn from it. Learn not to go in their footsteps. That the northern 10 tribes, as great as they seem now, they're going to be exiled, and you will find yourself in darkness, but you'll see that you will have light. They will ultimately be exiled, and you won't. You're going to stick around. So don't go in their footsteps. You'll see how much they suffer because they go after the sorcerers. So you stick to the Torah.